Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. You're with Artie and Sky.
Hi.
Hello. And so this week we're talking about respect, and to get respect, you need to give respect. And that was
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That's right. That would have been great to have that song, huh?
I know.
Yeah. So this was something that I had a very hard time with growing up, because my father always commanded respect and gave very little respect to anybody.
Yeah.
And so, and my mom always taught us, you don't say, if you have nothing nice to say, you don't say it at all.
Right.
And my father was like the direct opposite of my mother. It was unbelievable. So, a lot of people want respect. And, it's interesting. You have a lot of people in relationships where you have one person who's as nice as American apple pie. And then you have another person on the flip side who's like,
the complete opposite.
The complete opposite, like metal rock opposite, and it's amazing how consistent that this is in a lot of the couples, not all couples. I mean, if you're lucky enough to be with your, as they say in the Jewish faith, they call it your beshetta.
Really?
Yeah, beshetta is your soulmate, your twin flame soulmate.
That's so enlightening. Thank you.
Yeah, and so but a lot of people, like I said, it's very hard to give someone respect when they're not respecting you in return.
Oh, of course.
And, what do you do with that? A lot of people end up compromising themselves, compromising their happiness or whatever. And, because they're not getting the kind of respect that they deserve or that they want or whatever.
But what do they always say? Opposites attract.
Yeah, opposites definitely attract. And so it's like a lot of times, when people are of one, of one way, your partner has a quality about them that
balances
you don't have.
You.
Yeah, that you don't have. And I was just explaining this just the other day. A lot of times people are attracted to their partner because there's a quality in them that they admire and adore. And then as soon as you get them in your life, you try to change them to be how you want them to be.
And that's wrong way to start a relationship.
Yeah.
People do not change.
Right. People are who they are.
Right.
Right. Exactly. And so, it gets to be challenging. And, it's like at first it's like, wow, 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 wow. And then once you start to become a couple, all of a sudden the way that your partner is, all of a sudden it starts to make you feel uncomfortable because
you thought that you could change him into looking into your perspective.
Yeah.
Or your way of life. But like I said, you cannot change another human being. And you have to understand, too, that one of those, let's say, idiosyncrasies that you don't like about the person or the meanness that this person shows you, this is part of what attracted you in the first place. Now, go deeper, because if this person was 100% no, 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 you wouldn't be with them.
Right.
But whatever that little idiosyncrasy that you don't like and you're trying to change, that really attracted you to that person. Remember that.
I would probably say the biggest misconception that a lot of people have, I won't say everybody, it's definitely not everybody, but there are people who have a misconception of what they feel love is.
Yes.
And there are times where, especially young couples or young people, when their partner is over controlling or overbearing, they get this feeling like, oh, they really care about me, or oh, they only want me
Correct.
For themselves. And they have this disillusion like, oh, they love me so much that they don't want me to be with anybody else but them. So they show that jealousy or show that they really care. But that is such an incredible insecurity. That's such a lie and such a low energy.
Yes. You know,
that it's an illusion. You know, when you're in a healthy relationship, it's like you trust your partner to be who they are. And
50-50.
Yeah. And you're not worried about who they're with or where they're at. And, it's about that trust thing.
You know, I feel like this, the least of your worries when you marry should be to worry about those kind of things related to your spouse. You should not have to worry about that. It should be so in a flow that worry should not be a part of that.
Yeah, complete trust is what
Absolutely.
You're saying.
Absolutely. But yeah. It should flow. The last thing in your mind is to worry about the other partner as far as, you know, oh, can I change him? He's acting like an ASS, or, you know, he's doing things I don't like, or she's doing things I don't like, and I have to change that. That is like the least bit of energy you should be devoting to that relationship. Mm. If anything, you should be devoting
supporting them, favorite things. I just did a counseling session. I just did a reading with somebody last week, and her husband, he's a super nice guy, but at the same token, he has a flip side where he's extremely controlling. And if he doesn't get his sex on a regular basis, he becomes Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. He becomes a freak. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
And, and it's a shame that, you know, some people and this person was in the relationship since forever, like I would say at least 35 years.
Wow.
At least 35, could be more than that. And it's a shame. And I mean, he takes very, very good care of her. They live a very comfortable lifestyle. You know, she's able to buy what she wants or go where she wants or whatever. But at the same token, he is a very, very demanding person.
So what she's doing really is giving up her freedom for the luxuries of life.
For the luxuries of life. And she says, and for her kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, don't they all?
Yeah. So, you know, I believe that, you know, if you're sacrificing your freedom, if you're sacrificing your happiness, then, you know, is it really worth it? You know,
no. And, it's not, it's really not. You know, in this particular life, in this particular body, you go around one time, and in this particular body, you have to really do a good job because you have to meet up with your contract that you signed to come back down here. And sometimes what you're feeling to a degree has to be. But I know for a fact that it's your responsibility to change, to make the correct decisions for your soul at the moment, not to be sucked in to that type of a relationship. So, you know, on one hand, yes, you're supposed to be, but the other hand, your development within this life cycle, your development is the important thing.
A lot of people, you know, when you first start off in a relationship, they're very seduced into the instant chemistry. First of all, there's people who are lonely and they're very happy to be in a relationship. They're very happy to have that sexual energy back in their life. They're very happy to go places with people, which is great.
Yeah,
which is,
it's,
you know,
normal. It's healthy.
Normal. It's healthy. It's wonderful. They're so happy to have it. And then what happens is that when you are so like enthralled with each other, where you consume each other and it's nonstop.
It's the honeymoon cycle.
Yeah. And it's texting 100 times a day and it's, you know, needing to see each other every single day and it's needing to, you know, have sex like many times a week. And, you know, and what happens is that these relationships that start that strong usually end up fizzling out because they don't pace themselves. They stop living their life to take care of someone else's or to live through somebody else's life, you know, vicariously. Yeah. And you need to share your life with the person, not live through them.
Or to be somebody's, now I hate to say the word, but to be somebody's stand up flunky.
What do you mean by that?
I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. To just wait for the next command. And that person who you're with demands those commands. Like, you know, just to be very superficial, I'll say, well, you're in a relationship where your wife expects you every time you come home, you're to throw the garbage out at 6:30, or you're to change the channels for you because you're not enjoying the shows that he's enjoying. So,
or even when it comes to dinner,
you know, on
it's
the
like
table. Dinner
has to be on the table. Correct. By 5:30 or, I mean, some people who I know personally, yes, are so regimented, like, oh, they have to have this by this
Correct.
Time, or they, you know, they have certain expectations, and it's like, you know, and unfortunately,
you become like a servant.
Yeah, rather than being your own self.
Right. And that's hurtful because the other person now feels they're being taken advantage of.
Right.
So it's not a good relationship, and you're never going to change that. So anybody that's going into new relationships, that is one of the most important things to keep a steady eye on. If your companion, if your mate treats you the same way he or she treats him or herself. And you can tell that.
Mm.
And even if they go a little bit above and beyond, because you would go a little above and beyond as well.
Oh, yeah, I definitely go above and beyond.
Yeah.
But it's something that just comes naturally to me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This
right.
should be a natural function.
Right. If you're doing things out of obligation and it's
right.
not coming from the heart, then it's not right.
Right.
It's got to come from the heart and not out of obligation.
But we have to go to a commercial break, folks, right now. And
yes, we do.
And we will see you in a few minutes.
Yes,
baby.
We will.
Stay tuned, folks.
Right.
Is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And just so you know, if anybody wants a reading during our show, it's 800. What is it?
It's 800-930-2819. And if you'd like a magnificent reading, a real in-depth and great reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And if you'd like a great reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. You know, sometimes you say it so many times.
Had a brain fart, right.
Yeah. And we also do parties. We do clubs. We do venues.
Fundraisers. All
fundraisers.
That
you know what we've been doing a lot of, guys? Bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
They love it. Everybody loves it. It's enlightening. There's family there. There's great readings involved because a lot of people are family. So, you know, when you're dealing with spirit.
And that energy is very high. It's a bachelorette party. Yeah.
Very high. And it's really a lot of fun, guys. So, you know, next time you're thinking of a bachelorette party, keep us in mind. Again, our number is 908. Well, mine is 908-500-1474. And Artie's is 877-ANGEL-02.
And now we have Karen from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, me, oh. Oh, my.
Hi.
Oh, I just love Ohio.
Wait. Hello, Kar.
Hello, Kar.
Hello.
Hey, hon. How's it going?
Good, thanks. I would like to know if I'm going to be moving out of state soon.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are going to be moving out of
state. Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. And don't be afraid of the changes because it's going to be the best. It's going to be the best thing for you.
And I'm going to tell you something. You're kind of like excited, not excited, and more afraid than anything else. Don't be. Don't be, because you're going to be quite successful doing this. There's been a prayer, there has been a prayer that I'm told that is related directly to this move. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. So everything I've been thinking and imagining is going to really happen now.
Yeah. And
don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty about, you know, being happy for yourself and being successful. You know, there might be a few people that don't want you to move.
Because
of jealousy and stuff like that. And they don't want to see you go. So you're having mixed emotions. But for yourself, this is the best move for you.
Yes. And I want to wish you prematurely the best of luck because, like I said, things are going to work out really nice for you, Kar.
Thank you so much. I thought I was imagining it, and I wanted to come true so much.
Aww.
Thank you.
I just needed an affirmation.
Well, thank you very much. That's a beautiful compliment.
Now, you're not in a relationship now, are you?
No.
Okay, well, you're going to find love also when you go for this move.
Yeah, I feel it really close. Really close.
So you're going to get everything.
Say it again.
I'll be free from the people that are holding me back from all that. So I feel I'll be open and ready.
Correct.
Everything's going to flow your way. It's going to go so well that you're going to actually feel weird about things going your way because you're not going to be used to it.
Yeah.
But just embrace it and just every day just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Always know that you deserve it and feel the gratitude, feel the love and the gratitude. Because as I was listening to your voice, I'm looking at the angel cards and they're coming up with nothing but beauty, love, respect, togetherness. Yeah. So it's all good.
You need to wait a little bit. You need to wait until you are perfectly settled, okay? Because if you start anything within turmoil, it's just going to put a strain on your relationship right from the beginning. So I want you to wait a little bit until you're very comfortable and then go for it, sweetheart, because it's going to be successful for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And we're very, very happy for you.
Very happy. I feel very good about this. Makes me very excited. Anything else you'd
really
like to add?
I really appreciate that.
No problem.
It was a pleasure sharing time with you, Serena.
What?
Thank you.
It was our pleasure. And we hope you have a great day.
I'm sorry.
Am I going to be changing careers too?
You're going to be saying prayers too?
Oh, changing careers.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wonderful. I see it very well. I see it's almost like you're fitting into a sock. You know how nice and snug and perfectly comfortable a sock feels?
Mm-hmm.
This is the way, and I know you're apprehensive right now about it, but I'm going to tell you something. It's like your foot slipping into a sock. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be like made for you. It's going to be wonderful. I'm real excited for you. I really am. So let us know, okay?
Thank you. I will.
All right. Take care, sweetheart.
Blessings, dear. Take care, love.
Thank you.
I also feel there was going to be a move for her, or I don't know if it's a move or if it's a visit, but I kept on hearing something with one of the Carolinas.
You know what? As funny as this sounds, I feel a child also. I feel like there's a child.
So that now, will be coming her way when she's in this relationship?
Yes, yes, yes. It's not going to be for a bit, but I feel that there's a child also coming up.
I also feel that when that girl gets married, it's going to be like a one-time marriage, because I keep on seeing mom, pa, kettle. And so it's like, to me, that just represents, you know, growing old together and stuff.
Right,
so,
right.
So this is the best thing that could have ever happened.
That's wonderful.
You know,
I'm
and,
so happy.
You know, when you take the leap of faith, you know, when you take the leap of faith and you go after your dreams, you realize that it was nothing but fear holding you back. And, you know, we get conditioned for being a certain way or being around certain people or certain situations for so long that, you know, it's really hard to break.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you start breaking things little by little, like breaking strides little by little and trying new things and new ventures, going after more of what you want, and you don't have to tell everybody what you're doing. You know, you could keep some things a secret because you don't want negative energy or anyone's negative vibes to put the kiboshes on you, because then you're going to second guess yourself.
The best thing to do is, like Artie said, don't show your hand. Keep it private, because you know what? Even if it's your very best friend, without that person maybe not even realizing it, they're giving you the kiboshes. You know what I mean?
Only if they're really sincere, good well wishers for you, and they have nothing but nice things to say for you or about you. Consistently. You know that they really wish you well and they're enthusiastic and they support you. Those are the only type of people, because I would share it with, because enthusiasm is very contagious. So when you're getting support from somebody who really cares about you and who is, you know, willing to do whatever it takes to help you become successful or happy or busy or whatever it is, when you're getting that kind of support, it means everything. You know, a lot of problems in relationships is when you're in a relationship and you're not getting support from your significant other. And
I would tell on her.
You know, and it's very, very difficult, because then they could take away your confidence. Like, no matter what you do, it's not good enough. No matter how you sound, it's not good enough. You know, if you go right, you should have gone left. If you went left, you should have gone right. And they make you feel like, you know, like, what are you doing? And then you feel like, you know, totally lost.
And confused, because you don't know what the next step is.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why it's important for you to do things for yourself outside of just surviving your life or just work or just responsibilities. I was just giving somebody life coach advice, and I said, you know, it's great that you're very self-sufficient, but and the same token, I said, you need to incorporate play into your life, because then you're going to go on burnout, because this girl was working on burnout. And she was successful at what she was doing. She loves what she's doing. But on a personal note, she wasn't feeling fulfilled.
Right.
Even though she could make her own money and, you know, she has a goal. She wanted to earn enough money for her own house and stuff. But it's also about enjoying the journey, enjoying the pleasure of doing life. Because too many people focus just on retirement, and they focus on, we got to save the money. And then what happens is that when you get to retirement years, you're, because of all the hard work and stress, you're dead. Yeah, right. You're dead, or you can't physically do what you used to. And then you end up giving all that hard earned money over to the
kids,
to the doctors, to the kids, to everywhere else. And then,
Oh gosh.
And all you were looking for was security for later on in life, rather than enjoying your life in the now.
Exactly.
You know, so treat yourself, go out to dinner with a friend, go to the concert, you know, buy yourself something nice for yourself. But it's also about having a good time. And when I give presents to people, whether it be for birthday or holidays, most of the time I give them a gift of a good time, meaning like mm-hmm. to a show, to the movies, or to a game of some sort.
Which is very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Because you don't always do it for yourself.
Yeah.
You put it on the back burner.
Right. And then, you know, you buy someone a shirt, you buy them a pair of pants or whatever it is. And after one or two times, if you're lucky, you know, it ends up hanging in the closet or whatever. And,
right.
you know, and the funny thing is, it happens all the time. You know, you buy a kid all these toys for the holidays or their birthday. And after literally, forget about a few days, after a few minutes, all of a sudden that goes and they're playing with the box that it came in. You know?
How true is that?
So, I mean, one year I ended up, I know we got to go to a commercial break soon, but I one year I actually, you know, there was this one family who I'm good friends with, and one year, and there was four boys. So one year I went to a an appliance store and I got a large refrigerator box. And I threw it in their backyard so they could play in the yeah. refrigerator box, and they loved it. It was a lot, and they were rolling around in it, and you know, so it was a lot of fun. I did that, and it was so much fun. So it's the little things in life that count.
So true, so true. And with that, folks, we are going to take a break, and we will be right back. So tune in.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Hi, this is Carol Dorian, here to tell you about the new and improved Spiritual Diagnostics, coming to you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. starting April 25th. We will be having new amazing guests. We will have new spiritual topics for the new year. So look out for our new revamped show, Spiritual Diagnostics, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions, April 25th at 2 o'clock.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, and our number is 1-800-930-2819 if you'd like to have a free reading or schmooze with us or talk about any topic you want.
Yeah, folks, you can get involved in our topics. We'd love that.
Yeah. So, or tell us about your spiritual experiences,
oh, yeah.
if you had, you know, any wild dreams, or if you had any encounters by any angels, aliens, ex-in-laws. It could also be scary. And they came in the middle of the night. Oh, God.
With their luggage.
Oh, my God. That's even worse. My ex came back in my life, and it's the worst thing that could have ever happened. Oh, my God. Talk about a scary nightmare.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. You know, it's really interesting about with dreams. You know, dreams are very or can be very abstract. It's so weird to me how dreams come into one person's mind. It's like, you know, you could be, driving in a car, and then all of a sudden there's a tidal wave that comes over your neighborhood, and then all of a sudden you're driving underneath the ground, and then you see three alligators, and then five friends pop up in another car right next to you waving hello.
And a tourist
spot, and then you have blood coming out of your arm as all this is happening. What's the meaning of that? It's like, I have no freaking clue.
And in the whole midst of this, you lost a shoe.
And then you lost a shoe. What's the moral of the story? Don't go to sleep.
Can you explain that dream to me?
Yeah. Some people get the most abstract dreams. It's like unbelievable. It's like, yeah, it makes no sense. And then you have dreams where it's like, your loved one comes, right? You wanted your loved one to come so bad to you in your dream, and you wanted to talk to them.
And you freeze up.
And then you look at them, and you're trying to speak to them, and all of a sudden they're just nodding at you without speaking. And I had that from a friend of mine, Darren, who I went to high school with. And I said, oh my God, Darren, I can't believe you're here. And he has this big, beautiful smile, and he's 6'6", and he's a skinny thing. And he was a very good friend of mine growing up. And I said, oh my God, Darren, I thought you were dead. This is so cool. I'm so happy to see you. I go, what's going on? And he wouldn't say anything. And he's just looking at me, smiling and smiling. I go, Darren, come on, speak up. What's up? What's up? And all of a sudden I would wake up. And the weird thing is, every single time, now mind you, I haven't seen Darren in my dreams. Watch, he'll probably visit me tonight. I haven't seen Darren in my dreams probably in about, oh God, maybe 13 years or so.
Wow.
Maybe longer, about 12, 13. I don't know. He died when I was in high school. But every single time without fail, when he showed up, I had a major problem with my wife who I was married to at the time. Every time. And there was like a major emotional blow up. And I said to Darren, I said, if you're going to come visit me, I'm happy to have you, but please show up and show me some good stuff. Not only just don't scare the hell out of me, because the last couple of times he did visit me, I said, oh God, what am I going to deal with now? And sure enough, crap hit the fan. Aww. But he hasn't visited me ever since I had that talk with him. It's like, Darren, you're welcome to visit. Just don't, you know, slam dunk me every time, you know? Yeah, bring me lottery numbers. Oh, I got to tell you something really exciting that happened.
Richie won $4.
That's exciting. At least I knew he would win the lottery.
But he spent like $40 to win the $4.
There you go. It's the excitement of the thrill of the win.
Yes.
So check this out. So I'm on the Q show. All right. I was on the Q show last week. I'm on Fox TV. So while I'm on the air, the host grabs my hand. He goes, Artie, give me some. I gave three other people something, and they were all excited. So I'm holding the person's hand, and I couldn't get anything personal from him, and I was trying, but I kept on seeing 328, and I said to him, I said, who is it with March 28th, or is it August 23rd? He goes, nothing. I said, 328. I'm looking at the audience. I said, hey, maybe that's a lottery number for you guys. Play the lottery. You'll all win 50 cents if you hit it, because everyone is playing it. So I said, for some reason, I said 328. So it didn't make any sense of it. But the people who I read for before on the stage, all the people who came up from the audience, that I nailed. That was great. So at the end of the show, this older woman comes up to me, and she comes to me, and she goes, Artie, she goes, I just want you to know that 328 was for me. She goes, March 28th was the anniversary of me and my husband. He passed away a year ago, and August 23rd was the day of his birthday.
Wow.
So you got his our anniversary and his birthday. And then the other day I played 328 in the New Jersey lottery, and it came out. And it paid $221. And it was really, yeah, 328, you know, and it came out straight. And so whatever spirit was speaking to me up there, it was pretty wild.
Hot, yeah.
Yeah. So, and here I am telling people, don't play it. Listen, just because they give the numbers out, but you know, for all I know, it could have come out in New York, but I don't think it came out in Pennsylvania. So
I don't know,
but so that was my last thrill Yahoo. And it's not even about the money. It really wasn't. It's just about, you know, as Donald Trump would say, it's like the art of the deal. You know, it's the connection.
It's
and the thrill that it exists.
Right. You can spend like $400 on tickets and come out with $4, but yet you're so excited. It's like, oh my God, I'm a winner.
If I only had that one more number and all, so
yeah.
I went 50-50 with someone the other day, and we won a whole $12. But we have a whole nother set of tickets that we played last night. I got to see how much. Did anybody hit for the Powerball yesterday?
Yes, one person in the state.
Was from Staten Island, from New York, was it?
Sorry.
Oh, really? Oh, crap.
I don't remember if it was Kentucky.
They always were. Kentucky.
Know. What's with Kentucky?
What the hell is it with Kentucky? They got they got a cahoots there.
Richie knows. I'm telling you. He knows. He was like really pissed off.
Oh, my God.
He spent his $40.
There you go.
Went back four.
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't mind hitting 5 out of 6.
He's doing high signs. He's doing high fives to me.
Because he won $4. Oh, my God. If you hit 5 out of 6, you win $1 million.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You win $1 million if you hit 5 out of 6. That's really hard.
Yeah,
that's super, super hard, five out of six.
Yeah.
4 out of 6 will win you anywhere from $500 to
$2,500. Wow.
Yeah, depending about that. So I know because I hit it. I hit 4 out of 6, but I could have said, yeah, I would have been a millionaire, but there's a reason for everything. Two Januaries ago, I hit it. So, and that was exciting. And it was so exciting because I put my ticket in the thing, so it says whether if you're a winner or a loser. And when I put my ticket in the thing, it said, see the clerk. I said, see the clerk.
Oh, you must have been really excited.
So I said, see the clerk. I said, wow, this could be major bucks. It's more than a few hundred. See the clerk. So I give it to the guy behind me, and I was waiting to hear like $100,000 or $500,000.
Right.
He says, you won $2,500. I says, all right.
That's great.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't throw it away.
I didn't throw away $2,500. It was spent pretty quickly, right? But I didn't necessarily
I just want to set your mind at ease. If you ever win $2,500 again and you want to throw it away.
Throw it away to you.
Yes. I'm always happy to oblige. You know
there
I'll
you
help
go.
You.
She's very happy to oblige.
I'll always help you.
You want to know something? Here's an interesting question. I'm going to put this on my post, and I thought about it the other day. I am going to put this on my post tomorrow. If you had a chance to meet Jesus or Moses in person, what would you want to say to them? What would you want to ask them if you had the chance?
Well, I know what I would say to Jesus right off the bat. I would say, thank you for never letting me down. I would apologize for not being able to, I don't know, how would I put it? Not being able to maybe be the best I can be for you. And then I know he would turn around and say, I love you unconditionally.
Just for who you are. Don't worry about, please. See, right. Everyone thinks, everyone says or thinks that, God, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
What is your will you want me to do? It's not so much as what God wants you to do.
Right.
It's what feels right in your heart. And then God will support you.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that God's will is our will. And wherever we put our energy, it will manifest. Unfortunately, it can go towards negativity also.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's not just in the positive, it's also in the negative. But it makes me, Artie, because people said to me, Artie, what does God want me to do? You know what God wants for you to do? I'll explain it to you in one word, happiness. All he wants us to do is to be happy. Mm-hmm. To be happy means to living in your own truth.
Right.
That's what happiness is. That's what God wants for us.
Talk about paying it forward. Jesus paid it forward for all of us by taking the hit so that we all could have eternal happiness,
Now, what do you mean by that?
In other words, he was crucified and died on the cross so that we could have passage into heaven.
Why is that?
Well, because that's the way the scripture goes.
Okay,
and I believe that he died on the cross, and he died so that we would all erase the sins and that we would all be.
But when you say, wait, I'm having a hard time with that concept. Now, I'm Jewish, okay? And I'm looking at everything from a different perspective. I have nothing against Jesus. I think he was a great guy. He's a great spirit. Kudos to him. He heals everybody. People say he's the son of God. A lot of people, and where I believe that everyone is this, We're all the son and daughter of God.
Misinterpretations, a lot of them.
There's a lot of misinterpretations. So, you know, as far as erasing all our sins, no, because people create sins every single day. And you're responsible. Yeah, and you're responsible for all your own actions. You're responsible for all the karma that you put out. So I'm not saying he didn't die in vain because he could have stopped it on the dime.
Correct.
But he allowed man to make the decision to do this to him, you know?
Well, that's why he came down. Don't forget, he told Moses, God told Moses at the burning bush that the Messiah was to come and he would set the path to erase sin. And
wait. Now, what do you mean again? Erase sin? I believe that people are responsible for their actions. I can't believe that you erase sin. There has to be another meaning behind it.
Okay. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Well, no, you're saying according to how a lot of Catholics and Protestants believe, you know, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, but it's not, I don't want to say for our sins, but there
for
had to
our
be
our indiscretions or maybe for our not giving God what he should fully be receiving.
Say that again.
First of all, in the Jewish faith, Moses professed at the burning bush that the Messiah was coming.
Okay.
Now, in the Jewish religion, the Messiah was the Son of God. He was coming to earth to straighten things out. Okay? Otherwise, he wouldn't have been the Messiah. So he was actually literally coming here to earth to straighten out the catastrophe that was going on. All right?
So
I'm not a religious person, but I'm a spiritual person.
All right, we're going to talk more about this because we have to go to a commercial.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about this topic. If you want to intervene, you could feel...
Please call.
Feel free. Now, we're more from a spiritual perspective.
Yeah, I'm not religious.
I mean, you grew up Catholic.
Yes.
I grew up Jewish.
Yes.
Together we make a good mishmash. So, but we're talking from a spiritual point of view about God and Jesus and Moses and spirituality. Nobody has the 100% solid answer to this.
Correct.
But it's all theories. It's all what you feel. And we're going to discuss more about this right after this commercial break.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. And here we are with Artie and Sky. And we are discussing about their perceptions of the time of Moses and Jesus and what the meanings are. And, hey, they were both great spirits, and they both gave a lot to the human race. They gave a lot to the world, and they helped us. They gave us a base foundation on how to be good human beings. Now, Sky and I, we were just discussing about the Ten Commandments off the air for a little bit. And she was
saying, contradictory.
And very contradictory. Now, so it says, when thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not, thou shalt obey thy mother and father, thou shalt
give your wife plenty of money every single day.
That's right, especially during weddings, funerals, and bar mitzvahs, and holidays, and birthdays, and all that good stuff. But the thing is that God gave everyone free will. And so I was explaining, and I've learned this from Neil Donald Walsh from Conversations with God.
I love that book.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal. Did you read volume one? Yeah. And that book literally helped me change my whole thought process about life. It really gave me a tremendous.
Down and out. I mean, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Down and out.
Yeah. Neil Donald. Yeah, I know. Neil Donald Walsh was born a poor white child. And he has 11 kids.
God love him.
He has 11 or 12 kids.
Kind of active.
From about four or five different women, literally. And he was homeless.
Whoa.
And then,
he had a home one or twice, 11 times.
Yeah. He was a radio DJ announcer or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was very frustrated in life, Neil Donald Walsh. And, he was very frustrated in life because the way his life was going, he was so angry. He was in a hotel room by himself and he was in a dark room and he was screaming at the top of his lungs
at God.
And he says, what is the meaning of life? Why am I like this? What is life about? Why are you doing this to me? He said it with such anger, like, what is the meaning of life? And all of a sudden, he just collapsed on his bed. He was just so angry. And then all of a sudden, in the quiet and in the calmness, he said he heard a voice in his head, in his mind, and he said, do you really want to know the answer to your questions, or are you just venting? And he wasn't sure if this was actual spirit or was this just his mind playing games. And so he said it. So he heard the voice again. He said, are you just venting, or do you really want to know all the answers to your questions? He says, and he heard the voice say, get a paper and a pen right now. And all he had was like napkins and little pieces of paper from the hotel. And he started jotting down his questions and he asked every single question you could possibly want to ask God about heaven, about earth, about Jesus, about love, about relationships, about the devil, about everything and anything, about the economy, about everything, about politics. As he was writing his questions, the answers were coming to him so beautifully. And if you are wise enough to get the book, volume one, volume two, and volume three, I'm not a big fan of. Volume one, Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh is phenomenal.
I agree.
And I read it twice, and it just was such an eye opener.
You need to read it twice.
Yeah, because there's move, it's so deep. Yeah, it's so deep. And like I said, I was just blown away, and you know, and it really explained. So a lot of, and there is, and the thing that I learned about that hell didn't exist was from Neil Donald Walsh. And he explained, when he asked God about hell, he says, there is no physical place called hell. He goes, hell is nothing more than an emotional experience. And he also mentioned about miracles, and he said, well, do miracles really exist?
Yeah.
But how can there be a miracle in God's world if everything is possible? So
right.
What is considered a miracle
right.
if God could make everything and anything happen? What do you mean by miracle?
Right.
So if God can make this happen, which everything is possible, then what constitutes anything being a miracle?
Right.
So a lot of people ask, you know, I need a miracle. So to our conscious understanding, to the physical capabilities in our normal, in the physical world, it doesn't seem like 2 + 2 could equal up. It just doesn't make sense. It will take a miracle for something to happen. It would take a miracle for someone who has stage 4 cancer and all of a sudden it's knocked out of their body.
Right.
You know, according to the human race,
yeah.
according to the human race, it's a miracle. According to the spiritual world, according to God's world, it's not a miracle because it's as easy as you wiping your nose. It's not a big deal in the human world. But you also have to understand, when someone is going through some really hard times in their life, whether it be emotionally or whether it be physically with their health, there's a reason why people go through what they're going through. Not everyone is meant to be fully cured. Sometimes when they're going through such hard circumstances,
absolutely.
This is the only way for someone to get humbled in life, not pummeled, humbled in life, so that they could like slow down. Sometimes the universe does things to take over, to put you in a situation that you might not like, but it's making you have to be aware of all your surroundings, to be aware of the love in your life, to be aware of your life, to make you maybe more spiritual or more connected to God. So a lot of the material world in your life is taken away, or it could be love, it could be anything, but it leaves you alone, and then it gives you time to think or to feel.
And it's also called soul growth, because if you're spiritual, you know that reincarnation is real. And when you come down here with a contract, you come down here, you've already signed a contract in heaven that you're going to experience this, this, and this. You're going to live through this, this, and this emotion. And it's going to absolutely enhance your soul and make you grow from every experience you're feeling in this particular go around. So whatever you're doing and whatever you're feeling and whatever things are going on in your life, it's meant to happen. And in the end, all of those negativities are actually positives, because it is making you the person you are going to be.
It corrals you. Now, what happens, the reason why we experience pain is because when you experience enough pain, we naturally move away from pain. So pain corrals you to be in a certain place. Pain corrals you to heal from a situation that's no longer working for you or that's hurting you. So when you've experienced enough pain, and we choose to stay in our pain, we choose to stay in that relationship, we choose to stay in our body, we choose to stay in that job, we choose to stay in a lot of circumstances that may not serve us. And God says, you know what? You know, if you want to keep living that way, you could keep going. I still love you unconditionally, but the pain might get a little greater and the circumstances might get a little harder.
More
so
desperate.
So what happens is that all of a sudden, you know, the pain all of a sudden starts to make you want to make changes, because the pain is so great, you almost have no other choice.
But how are you going to differentiate between the good and the no pain if you don't have pain? You know, it's the yin and the yang. If you live your life pain free, you're never going to
you don't know
respect.
What health is you don't know what health is
right
if
you're
you
going,
don't
you're not going to respect when you have good health
right
or when you're out of pain.
It's right.
going to be it'll be meaningless
uh-huh.
meaningless So it serves many, many purposes. Not only one, it serves many purposes.
Yeah, but even though pain is a major inconvenience in life,
yes.
Not going to lie to you, it's a major inconvenience in life. But you want to know something, but there's a reason for it. And it's, again, to let us know that something's not right with our body or something's not right with our life.
And also emotionally.
And you have to make changes. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people choose to stay in that living hell. So what hell is, hell is an emotional experience. It's not a physical place.
So when they when you say or when you hear the old adage, this is hell. We're
this is a living hell. It's a living hell.
You're right.
You're right. And you're allowed to step out of it anytime you want.
Exactly. Because you do have free will.
Right. And God supports you for however long you want to stay, go, do whatever
wallow.
You want. Wallow, whatever you want.
Feel sorry for yourself.
Exactly. Unfortunately, our time is up with our show this week.
Huh.
So I just want to say from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And may your loved ones, your angels, and the Holy Spirit follow you wherever you go to keep you happy and protected.
Ditto, folks. And we're very happy to be here, and we're very happy that you tuned in. And thank you for our callers. And I also send all my love, blessings, health, happiness, and prosperity to each one of you and each one in your family. And may God bless.
Till next week, everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.